Joe, you got any big plans for the new year? Got any thoughts of things that you're definitely going to do this year?
I'm definitely going to finish those projects I thought I was going to finish last year. So I'm definitely going to do that. Well, you're in a similar situation. Oh, you're laughing about. You were supposed to be in your house at Christmas. Now you're saying I'll be in a house at Christmas, but maybe next Christmas.
That's right. I didn't say what year that Christmas
That's
was
right.
going to happen
yeah.
and all. And but I've got a lot of purging to do. We're going to be talking to an expert, Candy Negus, in just a few minutes about some ideas. We, you know, sometimes it's like the forest and the trees, you know, that you're, if you're living there and around all these things that you've had for years, and, you know, I'm going to get to using that. So having someone else be able to tell us what to do on that, give us, point us in the right directions would be
I will
thing.
Say my wife Marla's great at purging. She just doesn't purge her stuff. She purges my stuff.
Oh,
that's the only difference.
That's easier, actually, you know. So
yeah, getting rid of other people's stuff. I don't even have to hardly look at it.
Okay, let's go to Florida here. Keith is on the line right now with a question about a cast iron tub. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny and Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
of course.
Our pleasure. What's your plans for the big cast iron heavy tub?
Well, the house was built in the 60s, and we've owned it since the 80s. And the guest bathroom has this. It's pink, built-in cast iron bathtub that we want to remove. It's getting rusty. My wife hates it, and it's pink. So it's got to go.
I can understand.
The only thing you had to say is my wife hates it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything else doesn't matter.
Well, maybe I should have my wife talk to Marla. Help me purge some stuff out. I mean, I've waited 30 years for pink to come back in style, but it hasn't happened.
No,
so it's got to go.
I don't think that's on the horizon there as far as another trend coming in on that. Well, I tell you, I have removed many, many, many tubs like this. And, you know, occasionally you'll find someone that wants a tub like this, you know, I'll tell you, a lot of the farmers love it because, you know, they can use it for a watering trough and things like that, even though they would really rather have a metal one that they can carry around fairly easy. But but to get it out of there, really the majority of the time that we've done that, we've basically just broken it up into manageable pieces, which I've just made that sound so easy, you know. But it is not.
Yeah, I like the way you said we.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at this thing, I suspect that it might be made from repurposed battleship armor, so I'm really not sure I get this thing out.
Well, I'll tell you what, get you some good eye protection, gloves, and a good sledgehammer, and right on the very front side of it, now be careful now, things are going to be flying everywhere, so
I would cover it with a quilted pad.
Very good idea.
Swinging.
A good idea. Yeah. And okay. And then basically you just swing and you hit it and it'll crack. And then you just
Anywhere, or do I have to find like a sweet spot to the thing?
Well, for some reason, I always do it for the dramatic effect, right in the very front of it.
The front middle.
Right.
Just like you're swinging a golf club.
A good strong golf swing, and right in the middle of it too, because it's hollow behind that, so that can get it breaking. And then you just continue breaking that, and because I mean it's very hard to get it out like it is without tearing out a lot of walls. So doing this makes it manageable. It also you know, makes it manageable from the standpoint of weight, easier to carry in there. And but you can do it in somewhat of a controlled fashion. Have your wheelbarrow right there that you can throw everything in, and then you can clean the studs and so forth and be ready to install the new, lighter, easier to manage tub when you move forward on that.
Keith,
the only other suggestion I was going to make is, as Danny said, you start on the outside wall of the tub, right in the middle, swing it like a golf club, but really get out one of those quilted moving pads and cover it to keep all that shrapnel from flying all over the place. And you hit it once or twice, it'll crack vertically, then hit the very top edge of it. That'll crack.
Okay.
Sometimes that'll crack down the inside wall. If it doesn't, then you'd repeat. What you're doing is you're just cracking it up and over and across the floor, and then you do the same thing on the back wall, and you're trying to do is crack it in two big pieces. It'll come out in about 20 pieces, but that's the way to do it because there's no way to get it out easily.
I was thinking of a rocket-propelled grenade might work.
Yeah, that would remove the tub, the shower, the sink,
part
the window.
Of the home. Yeah. Well, it is great therapy.
Just be careful doing it.
It's great therapy if you have any anger management issues. It's a great way for you to work that out. So.
All right. Well, and if I do get it out in one piece, I'll call some farmers.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That's the way to do it. Well, Keith, best of luck to you on that project. Happy New Year to you, and
Happy New Year.
Best of luck to you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All righty. Absolutely. Yeah, that's actually, I should have told him that we had that on online where Chelsea and I actually broke that tub up in her house. And again, I hit it a few times. She hit it a few times. Worked out pretty well.
Well, the thing that people don't realize, it seems indestructible, but it's so brittle. If you hit it, it's going to crack.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You might be surprised. It'll crack. Yeah.